You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hey everybody, it's Thursday, September 28th, 2023. Welcome to the NFL Fantasy Football Show. It's me, your man, MG Marcus Grant, joined by my guy, Michael F. Florio. We are previewing the late Sunday games and the Monday night game, plus we're giving you our Week 4 Fantasy Heroes. Looking at the afternoon slate of games, we got the Raiders and the Chargers, a longtime AFC West matchup. In fact, an old AFL matchup at SoFi Stadium. Mike Williams gone for the remainder of the season with a torn ACL. So we're trying to figure out next man up for the Bolts. Is it going to be Joshua Palmer or Quentin Johnston? Which one would you rather start against the Raiders?
For the immediate future, I would rather start Joshua Palmer. I think that he is the safer bet to get snaps and volume to go his way. I still believe long-term Quentin Johnston brings a ton of upside. I have both of these guys on a couple of different rosters. I'm starting Palmer. Johnston, I'm taking more of a, it depends on what my other options are, approach. But I think Palmer's safer. Johnston, long-term, brings a higher ceiling.
I'm absolutely starting Josh Palmer. I shouldn't say absolutely starting him, but if I had to pick one between the two, it's definitely Josh Palmer this week. I don't think he's going to be as much of a downfield option for the Chargers as he has been. All the talk says that that's going to become Quentin Johnston. So I think his route depth is going to be a little bit lower, but maybe that means some more catchable targets for him. That's something we haven't seen a lot of in the first few weeks. So I think he's going to get peppered with a lot more options. I mentioned Gerald Everett as a guy I like as a streaming option. I think Josh Palmer gets some work in there as well. So short term, I'm with you. I think Joshua Palmer is the guy. Keep an eye on Quentin Johnston. If you like him, at least stash him. See what happens the next couple of weeks and then decide whether or not you want to hold on to him. Patriots at the Cowboys. Ramondre Stevenson has been Ramondre Stevenson so far this season. Now he's got a tough matchup against that Cowboys defense. Are you worried about Stevenson at this point?
I'm definitely a little bit worried about him, not to the point where I'm pulling him out of my lineups or anything yet, but definitely worried if I maybe took the wrong running back or something like that in round three or four, and I have a good amount of Stevenson on my teams. He's still heavily involved in the rush in the passing game, which is huge, but he has not ran for 60 yards in a single game yet this season. And what worries me is Zeke Elliott is getting a lot of carries for in this backfield. And there's a lot of concern if he is going to be the goal line back as well. So I definitely think there are concerns for Ramondre, who I thought would be an RB1 this year, but looking like he might be more of an RB2.
I think there's upsides and downsides. The upside is that Stevenson's getting a whole lot of work. He is dominating the backfield snaps and the rushing attempts. The downside is he has been far less efficient than Ezekiel Elliott. Zeke averaging over 4 yards a carry. Ramondre averaging fewer than 3 yards per carry. And you know, every week, NFL Media, NFL.com, we all contribute to a bold predictions piece. Peek behind the curtain. My bold prediction is that in a revenge game, Ezekiel Elliott runs for 2 touchdowns against his old team, the Dallas Cowboys. Because why wouldn't Bill Belichick try to rub it in the Cowboys' face, especially because Dallas has been really inefficient in the red zone? So why not have their old running back punch in a couple of short runs for touchdowns against them? So that is my bold prediction for the week. Speaking of the Cowboys, the team that beat them last week, the Arizona Cardinals, they head to the Bay Area to take on the San Francisco 49ers. James Conner went out and had himself a day against the Cowboys' defense. Do you start him or sit him against the 49ers?
I'm not going to make the same mistake twice. I had James Conner as a sit last week against a tough Cowboys defense, and he had his best game of the year, giving you just under 20 fantasy points. I'm saying lower your expectations for this. If you get 10, 12 fantasy points, that is solid. The upside is higher if he can score a touchdown. It is just an insanely tough matchup. But the volume and the production has been too good right now, I think, to get away from James Conner.
I agree completely. He has been, I think I've consistently said, I think you've said it pretty consistently, the only Cardinal running back that I feel okay starting on a week-to-week basis. And last week, look, if I had other options on my fantasy roster, I probably would have gotten away from him. But the teams where I had James Conner, I felt like my hands were tied and I had to start him. And it worked out. So I'm going to keep rolling with that. I'm with you, though. I think you sort of temper your expectations. I think the 49ers, obviously, they saw the tape. I think they're going to be ready. So I don't think you're going to get a big number out of Conner this week, but I don't think you can get away from him either.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. He's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sunday Night Football, the Chiefs at the Jets. I'm sure when they scheduled this game, NBC was thinking it's going to be Patrick Mahomes versus Aaron Rodgers. Instead, it's Patrick Mahomes against Zach Wilson. Side note, Mahomes and Rodgers have never played against each other in a game. Every time their teams have played one another, one or the other has either been out, or I think in one case, so Mahomes was not yet the starter, I believe, for the Chiefs. It was still Alex Smith at the time, I think. Either way, Mahomes and Rodgers have never faced off in an NFL game. It's not going to happen this week either. We know you're starting Mahomes. We know you're starting Travis Kelce. Anybody else that you feel confident starting in this game?
For the Jets, no. There's no one I really... I think if you start anyone, maybe it's Garrett Wilson. I have him as a sit, but you could be hoping for garbage time production there. I think Isaiah Pacheco is in play this week. I know that last week he was... It's frustrating to see Jerick McKinnon score and Clyde Edwards-Helaire score. They had four touchdowns between the three of them, but Pacheco is the one that they like to use to grind out the clock between the 20s. They use him more than CEH, and I have a... Look, this isn't a hot take at all. The Chiefs are probably going to be playing with a 2-3 score lead in this game, so I think that means a lot of running the ball in the second half.
I guess if there's anybody else I would start in this game, it's the Chiefs defense. Just because the Jets, they can't protect the quarterback. Zach Wilson looks lost out there. Breece Hall, Dalvin Cook, neither one of them are able to run effectively. Garrett Wilson, we're at the point where we're talking about, can we start Garrett Wilson? I've had people ask me if they should drop Garrett Wilson. That's how bad it is for the Jets offense right now. Which, side note, don't drop Garrett Wilson. Let's hope that something happens and maybe they make a change at quarterback that sort of revives him. But it's bad. So, yeah, aside from Mahomes and Kelce, the Chiefs defense, really the only other group or player, air quotes there, that I'd think about starting this week. Monday Night Football, the Seahawks and the Giants. Not only is it a revenge game for Geno Smith against the Giants, as Patrick Claibon pointed out earlier in the week, it's a revenge game for Geno Smith against MetLife Stadium since he played there as a member of the Jets. But let's look at the quarterback on the other side. Danny Dimes, can you start him against Seattle?
This is a revenge game for Geno Smith too, because he made one start for the Giants. He was the guy who ended Eli Manning's streak and then got benched the next week. Like, they put all the pressure on him and then pulled him. I think this is a big revenge spot for Geno, but I'm starting Danny Dimes again in this week. I know in week 1 and 3 it was rough, but in week 2 he finishes the QB1, and this is a much better matchup than those other two games. The Seahawks are one of two teams to allow more than 1,000 passing yards this season. They just allowed Andy Dalton to go off against them, and they don't generate pressure nearly as much as the 49ers and Cowboys, and that's why Jones struggled so much. He was under duress the entire game. I think he'll get a little bit more time to throw, and while we're starting Daniel Jones, start Darren Waller as well this week.
I mean, Darren Waller, right now, the only pass catcher you can start. I do sort of like Wandale Robinson as a sleeper, maybe a deep sleeper, probably better told there. I think it's a decent game for Daniel Jones. And I think what we've seen out of Jones so far is kind of who he's going to be this season. I mean, he's just kind of a low-level QB1. I mean, right now he's actually the QB23, so he's not even that. He's a low-level QB2 at the moment. I think he's going to be better. Two of his first three games have been against the Cowboys and the 49ers, so it's about as tough of defenses as you can imagine. So I do think he gets a little bit better, and I think he's in play this week against the Seattle Seahawks. It's time to see who will deliver, presented by Uber Eats. Who is going to lead your fantasy team to victory? The guy that you have to make sure you have in your lineup. For you, Florio, who is that?
Kenneth Walker, who I know we had concerns coming into the season for how much work is he going to see. Right now, Kenneth Walker is the RB3 on the season, getting a little bit of pass game usage, but he dominates on the ground. And the Giants, they have struggled against running backs this year. Tony Pollard went off against them. CMC had a good game against them. They are in the top 5, I believe, in yards allowed to the position. And it wouldn't be surprising if Seattle has a lead in this. And we know when they're playing from ahead, Pete Carroll loves to kind of grind out the clock. Kenneth Walker is always a must-start option, but I think this week especially, he will have a big game. Maybe expect a big run or two out of him as well.
Kenneth Walker is in a smash spot this week against the Giants. Absolutely love that. For me, it's Ja'Marr Chase. And I know Florio expressed his concerns about the Bengals passing game this week, but I think we saw last week against the Rams that the Bengals kind of got Chase going, had the big game, especially in the second half with a ton of catches. And if they can do that against the Rams, I think they can very much do that against the Tennessee Titans. So even with the concerns about Joe Burrow and the ankle and the fact that the Bengals have just been underwhelming so far offensively, I think this is going to be a blow-up spot for Ja'Marr Chase, and he absolutely should be in your lineup. That was Who Will Deliver, presented by Uber Eats, where you can get almost anything. The official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now. That is it. We are done. We appreciate you hanging out with the NFL Fantasy Football Show. You know the drill. Tell two friends to tell two friends. Rate, review, and remember, this too shall pass. Might pass like a kidney stone, but it will pass. Be safe. Take care of yourselves. Enjoy the football this weekend, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.